Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to those who are in our active duty military, by the way, and our veterans and EMS firefighters, plus our police, our hospital and EMR room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers around, as well as our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, we appreciate everything you're doing, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, hauling the mail for Santa Claus. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel. Not to forget about our folks from Amazon in the warehouse. Thank you very much. And our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Trump Social. I put the podcast up yesterday on every one of those sites for the weekend show. And we're also, as I said, on Twitter, and you can follow us there as Captain's America. Captain's America. Now, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the things that we have to offer. All righty, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
A real quick saying of the pledge, and we're off and running. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we talked about this briefly on the weekend show because that's when this story came out there. However, it appears that Arizona Governor Ducey, who's the outgoing Republican in office in Arizona, with a Democrat coming in, the Democratic governor doesn't like the fact that he's got these storage containers he's putting up wherever he can put them up in the gaps that'll take them, and she wants to get rid of them. But in order to do that, they have to pass legislation in Arizona rescinding what's already there. So this could take a while.
Well, look, it comes down to also Title 42. And so Ducey is necessarily preparing some kind of defense, if you will, or protection against, you know, what they say is going to be an insurgency of illegals. And what he's also doing is not only filling the gaps, but in some places he's actually putting them two or three levels high. So now this past weekend, the number of migrants that have come across that border have been epic. I mean, some crossings have had more than 1,000 people. So it is so out of control. Out of control is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Biden administration apparently is asking for what I think it was 6 billion. I forget what the number was. Something close to that.
Right.
But the administration is not saying what they're going to do with that money.
No.
Now, does that money end up going to all of these charities, alleged charities? They're facilitating, you know, traffic and movement and housing and wheels and medicine and all that other kind of stuff. We don't know. So I don't think that he's going to get that money anytime soon unless there's some stipulations. And one of the stipulations is ensuring that there is not any amnesty.
Right.
Now, the administration is still using the term 11 million illegals. I heard that as recently as, I think, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 days ago.
Right.
I think that's, it's clearly at this point a wrong number. So I imagine on January the 3rd, when we have a new House, that they will start scheduling some major hearings here. And, you know, I think they've also, too, essentially called for the impeachment of Mayorkas.
You bet.
And if for nothing else, I think what they ought to do is suspend him.
Right.
Until there's an impeachment.
Right. Because he's not obviously not getting the job done. And this goes even further than that. If you want to go, well, I don't think we could get the Attorney General out of there, but obviously he's the boss, or is he not?
No, not over DHS.
Oh, okay. I thought he was, but that's okay. I thought DOJ had something to do with it. All right. But anyway, this is serious stuff, and we don't have any clue, again, who's in this country.
Well, it goes so much further than that. Not only do we not have a clue, we have also lost them. I think that it's not gone reported by any of the media, including Associated Press and Reuters and whatnot, but DHS has lost 63,000 children. Children.
Good Lord.
63,000, yeah. If this was Trump, they'd be all over it.
All right, we'll hold that thought. More to come, folks, on the other side of the break with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her website. We'll be right back.
We're with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will indeed take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, and their website is simply GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office or your GEICO agent can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, to get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving and maybe your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, where you'll save money because you'll be bundling that together. But where you really save the money is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix. Then you will save a boatload of money, and you'll be shocked when you find out how much if you bundle everything together. So, GEICO is the name, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com on the website, and you can also find out who your local agent is at the same time and either handle it through them or handle it through the website, whichever, whatever works for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you got to watch some football games yesterday, right?
your favorite, second or two.
Your favorite team might not have won yesterday, but we did have some victors in the mix, and some of them were interesting games. But you had to do a little searching to go find them, because besides the Bucks, there were some other teams that just forgot how to play yesterday. Jeez,
it was pathetic. But
yeah,
a hat tip to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Colonel, that was for you, by the way. Congratulations to Army on their tremendous victory Saturday.
Yeah, Navy sector head coach.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Oh, well, if you can't beat Army, I suppose, yeah. Okay. Now, senior Twitter executives sought on January 7th, the day after the Capitol riot, to create justifications to ban Donald Trump. They wanted to seek a change in policy for Trump alone, distinct from other political leaders, expressed no concerns for the free speech or democracy that they were about to violate.
Well, if you go through some of what has, I'm going to say subjectively, because my opinion on all of this is still parked over on the side here. But nonetheless, there was a lot of chatter leading up to January the 6th about eliminating Trump. And there was a lot of external influence, including politicians and non-politicians, but famous names such as Michelle Obama.
Yep.
She also got herself into the pipeline to put pressure on Twitter. So there was a lot within Twitter that didn't want to do this, and there were a lot inside of Twitter that did want to do it. So there was a lot of internal discussion. And that is part and parcel of what has been released. What's worse is the volume of former FBI, former CIA in various roles that ended up at Twitter. I mean, it's uncanny. And so if you're there at Twitter, you know that they're at Google, you know that they're at Instagram, you know that they're at Facebook, and you know that they're at YouTube. So this discussion begins with what is being released. And again, I'm fine with what has been released so far. I'm not happy about it because I don't think it's complete. And I don't think we have the actual, texts of the communications, internal communications. We're getting paraphrasing from both Barry Weiss and Matt Taibbi. But nonetheless, you have the indications of what is going on at Twitter. So the other large tech companies that I just mentioned, from Google to Facebook to Instagram to YouTube, had the very same ones. Now, with what they were banning, with what they were suppressing, with what they were suspending, and with what they were hiding at Twitter, you know that happened every place else. Having
right.
said that,
right.
when it came to policy, like on medications and treatments for COVID, when it came to lockdowns, when it came to schools, when it came to businesses, that is outrageous because we, science is a discussion between professionals, and these professionals were silenced. Then we have certainly when it comes to politics, and especially politics, because what it did was it stopped information going to the readers, going to account holders. And we can't even begin to imagine what they suppressed. So how do you know that you don't want to vote for Trump? Or how do you know that you want to vote for Biden, especially all things laptop? But even setting that aside, we talk about election interference. Well, our own lawyers that have come from government, federal government agencies, lawyers, were part of all of this.
Yep.
And again, as I said on your show last week, lawyers are stewards of the court. They're employees of the court. And lawyers are supposed to seek justice, decency, and fairness, regardless of whether who's their employer is. So every one of these people should be, if they're lawyers, including Jim Baker, ought to be disbarred, period. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning.
Well, you've got Kevin McCarthy, who has come out and said they're going to subpoena 51 Intel officials on the
Good.
Russian disinfo scheme. The second they get into office, they're going to subpoena these people and bring them in.
Well, look, what they said in that letter that they signed was that the laptop thing had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation, okay?
Yep.
Now, these people are, air quote, experts. So to the little guy out here, when they say hallmarks of Russian disinformation, that not only fed into or fueled Russiagate, but then himself used that very fact of this letter in, I think, the last debate, presidential debate that he had with Trump. So he repeated the lie, too. And, you know, these people are part of our intelligence apparatus, whether they're in government or outside of government, because they once they were in government, you know, people still listen to them, and a lot of them still had security clearance.
Right.
So every one of them should have their security clearances stripped. If they're lawyers, they ought to be disbarred. Because every one of those 51, none of them reached out to Rudy Giuliani. None of them reached out to Arena Devine. None of them. Yet, the FBI had that laptop for almost a year prior to this. So, the FBI in Pittsburgh, that is the first headquarters for FBI cyber wing.
Right.
All right. So where were they? All you have to do is check two or three things to know whether that laptop was real or not. And they knew it was real. They knew it was real because here's what happened. When John MacIsaac turned the laptop over to the FBI, they weren't going to trust him. So they shadowed him. They took his communications and they watched him. And he tried to get that information, you know, some kind of response back from the FBI and didn't get one. So where did he go next? He went to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. Well, they started shadowing and they went into the cloud, which means they got Apple approval to do it, of Rudy Giuliani's communication.
To be continued. Thanks for the information. We'll get on to it again tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the things that she has to offer.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. NASA's Orion capsule barreled through Earth's atmosphere and splashed down in the Pacific Ocean on Sunday after making an uncrewed voyage around the moon, winding up the inaugural mission of the U.S. agency's new Artemis lunar program, 50 years to the day after Apollo's final moon landing. The gumdrop-shaped Orion capsule carrying a simulated crew of three mannequins wired with sensors plunked down in the ocean Sunday morning off Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, demonstrating a high-stakes homecoming before flying its first crew of astronauts around the moon in the next few years. Germany plans to tighten its gun laws in the wake of a suspected plot by a far-right group to violently overthrow the government and install a minor royal as national leader, its interior minister said in an interview published on Sunday. German police last week arrested 25 people suspected of involvement in the plot. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news Monday morning edition, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's right, the National Aviation Academy, where they have two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you all about that when they get a chance to tell you about themselves, and here they are.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. You'll find that they have two campuses. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you need to ask to take the tour at one or both of their campuses. Now, you can do that after you check out the website, naa.edu, by calling the number 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Now, what that'll do is it'll line you up with someone to
schedule an appointment to take a tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. If it were me and I was interested, I would want to see both campuses. That's just me talking. But at any rate, you set up a tour for National Aviation Academy, and here's what you're going to be able to do. Number one, you'll be able to talk to students. Number two, you'll be able to talk to instructors. And number three, most important of all, you'll be able to talk to the money people, the people that can get you, if you're a civilian, a student loan, or the people that will work with you to help with your GI Bill loan. Now, this is what's important here about the GI Bill. If you have been in the military and you've not used the GI Bill loan and the benefits that you have that you're entitled to, you're going to find that everything you got is going to be paid for at National Aviation Academy. Everything. Books, housing, food, meals, clothing, whatever you need is going to be paid for as a GI vet. Now, that's not the case with the civilians. But some of you may have used your GI benefits on some other thing along the way, some other type of education. This is the time where the rubber meets the road. Whatever you have left of what you use for education, you'll use it all up more than likely and need to perhaps go on the civilian market and borrow some from the conventional sources. Well, if you do, don't fret. No big deal. Don't get upset, because it's there for you to do, and that's what the representative will be able to help you with. But in the meantime, try to do as much as you can right now. If you're in the military and you're fixing to come out, try to do as much as you can ahead of time to get everything squared away with National Aviation Academy, if that's indeed where you want to go. And I don't see why anybody would want to go anywhere else, because they are absolutely the best at what they do. Absolutely the best. So, National Aviation Academy, website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one or both of their locations. You will not be sorry. Okay. The Merchant of Death was released last week. Right away, he's in business. How do I know that? Because the news coming out of the Middle East, and in particular the Slavic states, from the reporters there, were that he and his cronies reached out to let the Ukraine know that he was back in business and could help them if they needed anything. Isn't that something? Is anybody surprised? Is anybody surprised? No. And you shouldn't be. Now, the House passed the NDAA bill, making several concessions to the Senate, which did not pass their own version of the bill for the second straight year in a row. And they threw some things in there that weren't in there, and vice versa. So we'll see how all that plays out. Right now, it's still a work in progress. I don't think President Biden signed it yet, but I believe he will be soon. Now, U.S. Central Command's new technology office is seeking to leverage its proximity to theater operations to quickly test the field innovative capabilities they have, including those that can counter growing threats from adversary drones. Drones are, as you know, a big thing in any situation now with the military. They're being used just about everywhere. And without firing a shot, NATO is now emerging as a winner from the Ukraine war as Russia's invading force stumbles and nations clamor to join the Western alliance. Well, isn't that a switch? We'll see how that works out. That could get real interesting real quick to see how that all works out. By the way, the United States is sending another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, just announced. That's included in the latest aid, which the U.S. has now committed more than $19.3 billion in weapons and other equipment to Ukraine since Russia attacked them on February 24th. And you heard me right. It's almost $20 billion they've given them since all this stuff started. And you want to know why Congress is upset and want to find out where the money went? They can't catalog it all. They don't know where some of it is, as a matter of fact. So why wouldn't you want to know? I would. I'd want to know what the heck they're doing with it. By the way, as Russia's war against Ukraine continues, the Ukrainian military has liberated large portions of its territory previously occupied by Russian forces. And an advisor to Ukraine's defense minister is now talking post-war forces and industry starting up in these regions again. Need to be careful. Worst thing you could do is start up some stuff, and all of a sudden here comes Russia again. Now, how Ukraine could use threat emitters to trick Russian pilots is beyond me, but that is, in fact, what's going on right now. It's a training tool. It could be used in a real war. Anyone that's learned how to fly in combat knows what this is. And we'll see. Maybe they got the Trojan horse here. We'll see. Now, the Pentagon's Africa chief told reporters last week that she believes the African countries are squarely against Russia's violation and invasion in Ukraine. Now, we'll see what happens there, because this is another one that's open for discussion. All right. Hang in there. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Jeff is going to take us to break, so Jeff, it's your turn.
Radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I will. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to tell you that if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, they look pretty, they look gorgeous, and they are. They look very expensive, and they're not. But you can go over to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. See some of the coming-off-lease vehicles that are there, as well as some of the certified pre-owns they've got there, and take advantage of it because they have the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, namely EMS, fire, and police, and church pastors, too, all get a great discount on the vehicle you're looking at. Now, they also have Moss Care. And Moss Care is something that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right beside the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. MossAcura.com is the website. That's M-A-U-S, Moss Acura is the website. Check it out. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, you've been talking about this, I know, and I talked about it a little bit, but I've got some more particulars about this. Walmart, of all people, Walmart is closing a bunch of their stores in some of these big blue cities, and I'm talking about supercenters, because of rising theft. The price hikes that they put in place just won't cover the stuff that's being stolen.
I saw the interview with the CEO last week, and he mentioning that, you know, that the issue was an epidemic when it comes to theft at all these stores. I heard that he was mentioning shutting them down. I didn't hear that they definitely had plans to shut them down. And I don't know what the locations are there, but, yeah, you got to think about that. You think about the type of money that, you know, Walmart can generate. And if the theft is that bad, that they're willing to actually shut down these places. I mean, we've seen this happen in cities like CVS and Walgreens, the recent story out of Boston where they're shutting these things down. Real simple solution to this problem. You just put armed guards at the door. I don't understand why more of these places, they don't do this. And then I guess, you know, some of these places, their liberal sensibilities won't allow them. I have nothing against looters will be shot. I mean, you see these videos of guys walking out with, mm-hmm. you know, all these pocketbooks, and you had that horrible story of Home Depot where they pushed over an 82-year-old Home Depot worker and killed him.
Yeah.
You know, it's real simple. I mean, this, people don't seem to understand. This is inflationary as well. I mean, these companies, they take these types of losses. It's priced into the products that they sell. And if we're not going to do anything about this rampant crime, I mean, it's sad. I don't blame Walmart for saying, hey, you know what, I want to leave. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Well, here's the cities that were mentioned. First of all, there may be more coming. But Seattle, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and New York City are the cities that have been mentioned to begin with.
All right, listen, I get it. All those places are about as far left can be. They're not going to allow armed guards at the door. And, you know, the funny thing is you're going to get better security at the clubs in New York City than you'll get a retail establishment.
That's true. That's definitely true. Okay.
I mean, why not give police officers the opportunity to moonlight as, you know, security, you know, at some of these places and make some extra money? I don't have any problem with that.
I don't either. And that's what they do down here, by the way. So there you go.
Again, you want to be. It has to end at some point in time. It's a multi-billion-dollar epidemic that we're not dealing with.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let me go over to the caller. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
How you doing? Good. Got a couple of questions for Chris. I guess, and you too. One is, as a result of this Twitter reveals and stuff, are there ever going to be any real prosecutions enabled or done? And the second is, on the Walmart, on the big box stores, the Walmarts, the Home Depots like this, the only way they're going to stop part of this is they're going to have to, what I call, airlock doors. In other words, you have to be a space between the entrance and then a secondary door that goes in where people are camera on, and where those can be shut and locked in if the people coming in don't look good, or if something happens in the store, they can be shut and locked so they can't get out. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Have you ever been to, I forgot to, no, I can't answer them now, but in New York City, it's quite customary to have those airlock doors, isn't it?
I don't think they really bother much anymore, Captain. The policy is just, you know, get away, because then again, you know, if you interfere or something like that, you could hurt the perp, and you know, the perp can end up suing you. And this is the kind of crazy world that we live in at this point in time. And for crying out loud, you had a guy in New York City beat somebody with a baseball bat this past week and got out of jail $7,500. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I just, you know, you get the people, and you know, listen, you get the government you vote for. You know, the people here in New York, they want these people in power. I mean, you got to get what you vote for. It's, you know, bail reform, all of this nonsense. I'm not going to enforce the rule of law. It's going to turn into anarchy eventually.
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying. And by the way, there's a report that a U.S. energy envoy called investor hostility to shale drilling un-American. In other words, people aren't investing in drilling in our shale beds anymore. Well, why should they when we're not drilling there?
Well, there's a reason why. I mean, if you're being told, as an investor that, you know, your entire industry, you know, the government is hostile to your industry, you're not going to want to get involved in anything like that. It makes the risk premium that much higher. I mean, everything when it comes to investing is risk and reward. And if the government adds extra risk, regards to the money that somebody's putting down, and you know, the reward is not the same because of that risk. Money's going to flow in a different direction.
Now, do you think that'll ever change?
It depends on who's in charge. You know, it really does. I think that, you know, right now, I think a lot of these energy companies are going to pick and choose. They're going to look to obviously things that are, that aren't going to be, you know, so tight when it comes to the profitability. I really do. I think, again, we have a great opportunity right now because fossil fuels aren't going anywhere anytime soon. We just have to obviously take advantage of it. But it's interesting to see one of the major money managers out there, Vanguard, actually announced that they're pushing back on all this ESG. They're going to continue to invest.
By the way, the incentives of $1,200 are supposed to be coming out in California for the select group of people that are getting them in a certain income bracket between now and the end of the year. And I don't know exactly when they're going to pay the reparations of $223,200 yet. I don't think there's been a decision made on that.
Yeah, you got to find the money for that, too. Interesting.
Yeah. Tax the rich. Here we go. Tax the rich.
Well, they also got surplus COVID dollars as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a lot of COVID money that's just still sitting around and hasn't been spent. And, you know, that's burning a hole in government's pockets. They got to spend it somewhere.
Yeah, because if they don't spend it, they got to give it back. That's my understanding.
No, that's not true. That's the issue. That's why they're holding on to it. They're picking and choosing it on.
Oh, really? They don't have to give it back anymore? They did under Trump. They did under Trump.
Not the COVID money. The COVID money is like a slush fund, for crying out loud.
Okay, because I know under Trump they had to give the money back. It might have been a different scenario altogether, like you say, but because there was a lot of people that they'd say, well, we got to give this money to somebody before whatever, you know, they come up with all these crazy loans at the last minute. But that is what it is, I guess. Now, the ex-Energy Secretary Rick Perry said that Joe Biden's energy policy is an absolute tragedy, which has cost us billions of dollars in revenue and thousands of jobs. I believe that's spot on.
Well, absolutely. No argument there. You know, again, you get all these countries around the globe that, you know, in particular Europe, that need to have all of this, and we could be providing it. Again, LNG is going to be something that we're going to be dealing with. It was a great story talking about how Germany, it usually would take them 5 years to put up an LNG plant, but they're in such dire situations. Talk about, you're getting something done. They got a five-year project done in 6 months. Crazy.
All right, my friend, I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait, and have yourself a great day up there, and stay warm.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.